We come to this place for magic. We come to pop a review, to laugh, to cry, to drink, because we need that, all of us. That indescribable feeling we get when we hit the play button and go somewhere we've never been before. Sound that I can feel. Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn together. Pop Poor Review. We make movie podcasts better.
Welcome to Pop Poor Review. I am Matt with just myself because it is time for the IMDb Top 250 Rundown, where we break down everything that happened in the month of February. Last month was the start of 2024, and it started off with a bang. This month, you know, we mellowed out a little bit. Some stuff happened, but not crazy like last month. If my counting was correct, 100 different movies changed spots at least once. That's 107 spots less than last month. Like the last few months, spot 249, 250 was a rotating door. Last month, I listed off a lot, and this month is no different. The 1992 Disney film Aladdin entered the list February 1st, knocking out the 2012 Indian film Gangs of Worshipper. On February 2nd, Gangs of Worshipper came back on the list, knocking out Aladdin. On February 4th, Aladdin once again entered the list, knocking out Gangs of Worshipper. On February 5th, Gangs of Worshipper entered the list again, but knocked off the 2015 Indian film Desirium in the process. On February 7th, Desirium entered the list, once again, knocking out Gangs of Worshipper. On February 8th, the 1990 film Dances with Wolves entered the list, knocking off Desirium. On February 11th, Gangs of Worshipper once again entered the list, but knocking off Dances with the Wolves in the process. Then finally, we had a little bit of a break from these movies kind of all playing tag year it with the number 249, 250 spot, because then on February 22nd, Dances with Wolves re-entered the list, knocking off Gangs of Worshipper. On February 24th, Desirium entered back on the list, once again, knocking out Dances with Wolves. On February 28th, Dances with Wolves re-entered the list, knocking Aladdin off the list. Finally, on February 29th, Leap Day, Aladdin re-entered the list, knocking Desirium off the list in the process. So really, it was kind of just a lot of the same. A lot of the same movies coming and going. And like I said, the last few months, I don't know how many months it's been exactly, but it's just been the same every time. There's like 10 of them, just like, and it's the same movies. One day this, one day that, one day this, one day that. It's becoming the new trend, and you know, that's something I kind of track now. It's one of my things that I look for and I start to track for these episodes. No new movies entered the list in February, but the usual suspects are still at play. 12th Fail didn't pull crazy numbers like last month, but this month it went up 3 spots and down 3 spots to number 54. Last month it was like a crazy number. It went up 158 spots, so it's kind of mellowing out. The movie wasn't in the top 10 of the daily new votes for the whole month, so I can't see how many new votes the movie got in February, but I can say it has a total of like a little over 100,000 votes. Next, Poor Things, the Oscar-nominated movie, went up 10 spots and down a steep 27 spots to number 129. As I was going throughout the month, it hit, I think, like the highest in like the 80s or 90s. I kind of forgot which one it was, but it did take it was like the last 2 days, it like went down 11 spots, which I was kind of surprised by. Throughout the month, it received 53,936 new votes, over 20,000 more votes than last month. There's a possibility this is going to fall off the list at a certain point. When you take those huge dives, I don't know. If anything, it can just be kind of sitting in the, you know, 230s, 240s, or like at 250. But I think, if anything, it's going to be anywhere from the 200, 250s if it doesn't fall off the list. I don't think it's staying in the hundreds. If you asked me in the earlier part of the month, I would have been like, oh, it's probably going to stay in the, you know, towards the 100 number. If anything, going a little over 100 or a little before 100. But those two steep drops of 11 each day, I think really signaled that it might just fall off the list in general. I believe Everything Everywhere All at Once kind of has the same pattern. It jumped up very high, and then it just kept falling and falling and falling. So we'll see if it takes the same pattern as Everything Everywhere All at Once. Godzilla Minus One went up 1 spot, down 4 spots, number 177. The movie wasn't in the top 10 of the daily new votes for the whole month, so I can't say how many new votes the movie got in February, but I can say it has a total of 44,550 votes. I think that's going to stay in there. I think that's going to be, you know, a movie that I think it's definitely going to be, you know, low hundreds to 200s. I don't think it has what it takes to fall off the list. So I'll be interested to see that, because this is kind of like the little engine that could, like, I feel like it doesn't have that many votes. Like, if you look, 12th Fail, total votes is 100,000. This one only 44,000 something. So it doesn't have that many votes, but still in the top 250, which is actually a very good thing. I just think, though, because of word of mouth, and especially the Oscar, and if it wins the Oscar for Best Visual Effects, I think it's going to maybe propel it a little more. But I think this is kind of in its sweet spot. I don't think it's moving up. I don't think it's moving down dramatically. But to the movie we've been talking about for months and months and months, Oppenheimer has gone down 5 spots, number 85. Throughout the month, it received 35,224 new votes. That's over 10,000 less than last month, so it's losing some steam, understandably. It's just crazy to see the movie literally go day after day after day and just, like, stay at the high that it's been at since July. We'll see if the Oscars... I mean, it's the movie to lose Best Picture. So, if it wins the Oscars that people think it's going to win, I think it might, you know, get even more eyes on it that haven't even been on it. I mean, like, there's been a lot of eyes on this movie, as you can tell from the voting and the number it's at and the amount of votes it gets, you know, daily. But I think it might propel it forward in the list, or the Oscars will just keep it from moving down at all. Like I said, I think I've been saying it's not going to go below 100. I still believe that. If anything, it may be going like 105. But I think a lot of the other movies we've talked about are starting, like Spider-Verse, starting to kind of slip out of the conversation when we talk about these things. I think Poor Things will be kind of slipping out soon. And especially now that we've entered a new year, we have new movies entering. So I think it's really hard to predict Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer is like a beast of its own. So I feel like I can be talking about this for years to come. But also I can see it finally settling in, like when we used to talk about Top Gun Maverick, or we used to talk about No Way Home, or we used to talk about Everything Ever All at Once, no longer on the list, but still. Those movies barely move, you know, they move like maybe once or twice a month. So we'll see, it's getting to that point, so we'll see how it progresses or how it either keeps its momentum or starts to kind of mellow out. We'll see that in the coming months, especially after the Oscars, which we'll talk about next month when we do the March Top 250 rundown. Spider-Man Across Spider-Verse went down 3 spots to number 34. The movie wasn't in the top 10 of the daily new votes for the whole month, so I can't see how many new votes it got in February, but I can say it has a total of 350,950 votes. So yeah, I think this is, you know, one of those ones where it just... I know last month it didn't move at all. So I think this is starting to settle in as well. I don't think it's going below 50. I don't think it's really going below 40. But we'll have to see. Like last month, the highest ranking change was not from Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse moving with another movie. Before the new year, that was like the trend for like 6 months. So, like I said, that wasn't the case this month. The highest ranking change was The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, moving up one spot, number 12, sending Fight Club number 13. I was shocked that I feel like I never see anything above like 13 move. I mean, I've seen Fight Club move a few times, but I've never seen The Lord of the Rings move ever. And I was just wondering why it was moving, and I really couldn't find anything as to why in real life it was moving, or as to why just people were voting for it more. So that was really cool to see, like, that high of a movie change. You rarely see that. Rarely see that. And finally, to end the episode, let me share the movies we already covered. There were about 19 movies that moved around from the movies we covered on the IMDb Top 250 list. You know, usually I either, you know, say how they went up and down, or just I say, like, which ones it is, or where what spot they're at now. It's becoming to the point where like we've done now like closer to like 50 movies, so it's a lot. Usually, like, you know, a lot of the ones we cover are on here. So I think I've been trying to find the right way to kind of tell you guys this. So I think I'm just gonna, you know, say how many moved and just kind of go through and just like the movies that we went. If anything went crazy, I'll kind of highlight that a little more. But I think I'm just gonna name the movies. You know, just to list all those becomes a nuisance, and you know, you guys don't want to sit there and listen to what sounds like the same thing over and over and over again. So I'll just kind of highlight what movies changed from the ones we've talked about. And then if anything crazy happened to one of them, obviously I'll highlight it. So we had Alien, Citizen Kane, North by Northwest, The Exorcist, The Apartment, Aladdin, which, you know, a highlight for that was it was going in and out of lists. So we'll see how it, we'll see if it stays in the list next month or if it will get kicked out of the list. We also have Dead Poets Society, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, The Hunt, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Yojimbo, Sherlock Jr., Fight Club, Princess Mononoke, Good Will Hunting, Chinatown, The General, Tokyo Story, and Double Indemnity. Go listen to all those episodes. They're all great episodes, and those are the ones. I just like to share the ones we've talked about and kind of give them a plug kind of at the same time, so go watch them. Or if you haven't seen the movies, go watch the movies and then listen to our episodes. You can do either one. You can listen if you have seen the movie or not. And that is the IMDb Top 250 rundown for February. I'm going to give a little tease because I mean, as I'm recording this, it was right after the month. So I've seen, you know, what happened in the very beginning of March. All I'm going to say is there is a new movie. The first movie of 2024 has entered the list, and it was a high entry. And that movie is Dune Part 2. So stick around for next month where we cover that. That's going to be a big thing we talk about that next episode on the Top 250 Rundown. And in the meantime, continue listening to our normal episodes. I will see you in March for the next IMDb Top 250 Rundown, and I will see you next episode for our regularly scheduled episode. We have some good movies coming up. We picked a few ahead, and there are some good ones coming up. So stick around for that. On behalf of all my co-hosts, we will see you later. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. You can hear us anywhere you listen to podcasts, and we want to hear what you think, so leave us a review. Give us some likes on social media at Pop Horror Review. Click around www.pophorrorreview.com. Become a member of our Patreon page, patreon.com/pophorrorreview, for exclusive content and drink recipes. And one last thing before you go, make sure to check out the Titan Media Collective and Titan Cast Network. Enjoy the rest of your movie Monday.
That was a Titan Cast episode.